I should read one more verse. Psalm number 75, verse 6. Psalm 75, 6. For exaltation comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is a judge. He puts down one, exalts, and exalts another. I have a question based on verse 6, Psalm 75, verse 6. Not the Hindi version. The Hindi word is a different word is used. I'm referring to the English version. Exaltation comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. That's a verse. Question is like this. Exaltation comes from which direction? All of you know your directions, right? Yeah. You know, if you take the compass, you know, one needle, one alphabet marked in the compass is N, right? North. It's amazing. It says, according to this verse, exaltation comes from that direction. Today, in these three verses that I read, if you have noticed, it talks about exaltation, how the Lord is able to exalt people. I hope all of you like to be exalted from your position, present position, to a better position. I think all of you, I am presuming that all of you have that desire. If you don't have a desire, it is very difficult to exalt you. Because you need some effort on your part. Only if you desire for something, you will put in the effort. I want to go back to the verse which I read in the beginning. 1 Peter 5:6. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. I read this verse about a month back, and I have been thinking about this verse off and on. When I look at the verse, I find there are four things contained in this verse. One is, humble yourselves. Second is, the mighty hand of God. Third one is, he may exalt you in due time. These are the four things that are contained in this. Very, very simple verse. If we humble ourselves in the presence of God, God can lift us up. We have verse to this effect in Old Testament, in Book of Proverbs, in many parts of the Bible. We know those who, this verse, this idea is expressed in the Bible. I will, as I speak to you, I have some questions in my mind. I will tell you, share my opinion, my answer to those. And I want you to think, and if you have any answer, I would like to hear it from you. I don't mean that I am going to make today's ministry interactive, and you can also contribute ideas, but I want you to think. That is the most important thing. I don't want to tell you a lot of things, a lot of ideas, but I want today, whatever we hear, to be practical, to be useful, and something that we can test in our own lives. Not a lot of theories and doctrines and, you know, something that will make us feel good. That is not my intention today. My intention is to make you think about these things if it is practical in your own personal life. This is what I want you to think at the end of the message. About the first question, humble yourselves, I am sure all of us will agree this is a lesson in the Bible. The previous verse says, God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. The Lord Jesus, once he was speaking to his disciples, said, when you go to a wedding, don't go and sit in the most important seat. Afterwards, somebody will come and tell you, get up from here. I have a strong feeling that seat was meant for the bridegroom and the bride, and you have gone and sat there. That is the most important seat at a wedding, right? You know, there is a place where you are supposed to sit. All of you must have attended weddings. So, the story that Jesus said, you may be able to appreciate, because the front rows on both sides are meant for the bridegroom and bride's family most of the time. If you go and, because the seat was empty when you went, if you go and sit there, somebody will come and tell you gently, brother, sister, will you please sit on the third or fourth row because this seat is meant for the family members. Avoid this embarrassing situation. The Lord says, you go and sit in the last seat. So the person will come. He said, brother, why don't you sit in front? And he will take you ahead and make you sit in a better place. He relates to the customs and practices in the Jewish place. But what the Lord said subsequently, that anyone who exalts himself will be abased, and anyone who humbles himself will be lifted up, is true, is a permanent truth for all ages. What is really meant by humble yourselves? Are we humble enough according to the standard what God has in his mind? According to the Bible descriptions, pride is the first sin. All of us have it in some measure in us. We cannot say we are free from all pride and we are the humblest person on the earth. We should not have an inferiority complex. All of us should have our self-respect. That's very important. At the same time, we should not be proud about the small achievements that we have gained in our life. Something we have achieved in this life, we cannot achieve unless the Lord has given to us. Apostle Paul had a lot of revelations from God. He said, because of the revelation, it was possible that I would be exalted beyond measure. To stop that from happening, the Lord has given this thorn in my flesh. I would have really liked to know what exactly was this flesh, thorn in the flesh he is talking about, but he has not given much detail to us, but maybe an ailment, maybe a problem, an affliction, something which really made him very humble. Sometimes, if the Lord dealt so with Apostle Paul, it is possible that in our own experiences, the Lord allows something untoward, unexpected, and something which we don't like in our life, the Lord allows because the Lord wants to keep us in check, don't want us to go overboard. In Proverbs, we see this prayer, somebody praying, Lord, don't make me too rich. Otherwise, if I have too much, I will eat and I will say, who is the Lord? So, give me only just enough. We see a prayer in the book of Proverbs. Another place we see in the Bible, a rich person speaks haughty words, but a humble person talks requesting, he requests. He doesn't demand. Too much of money in the pocket, can it make a person proud? When there is too much of money with him, he can even think, why should I pray? Why should I depend on God anymore? Because I have enough. Word of God says, humble yourselves. If we really look into ourselves, we have a lot of reason to humble ourselves. I want each one of you to examine those things as I speak these words to you. The man Moses was very meek and humble, more than any other person on the earth. That's what we read in the book of Numbers. I want to tell you one or two, in few words, what is the kind of standard for humility expected in the life of a believer. In the Old Testament and in the New Testament, when a person repents, when he goes to the presence of the Lord with a broken and contrite heart, we see a true picture of humility. We can see when people, in the Old Testament times especially, when people repented, as a sign of their repentance, how they would tear their cloth and wear sackcloth and sit in ashes. When people had a vision of God, we find how they humbled themselves in the presence of the Holy God. Job says to God, I have only heard of you, I have only heard of you with my ears, now I have seen you face to face. I repent and humble myself. People of Nineveh, we referred this incident last Bible study, brother referred, how the people of Nineveh, when they repented, how they sat in ashes with a sackcloth, and how they humbled themselves in the presence of God. I have noticed also in the Old Testament, when a person as the vision of God, how it is written, how he fell prostrate before God, showing his humility. But the Godly mentioned recently the comparison of Abraham and Lot. Abraham bowed himself down to the earth when angels visited him. About Lot also it is written he bowed down, but it is not written there he bowed down to the earth. The Lord is able to measure the humility of our expression and also the humility in our heart. Once Joshua had fallen prostrate before God, the whole day he was lying with his face to the earth. Then the Lord told him, why do you lie in front of me like this? Get up. The Lord had to come and talk to him. You know the context of what I referred just now. There was sin in the camp of Israel, and on account of sin, there was defeat. So the leaders, the elders, they repented in the presence of God. In the New Testament, we find in the assembly discipline matters in the 1 Corinthians, when there is sin, you should humble yourselves, not only the person who has sinned, everybody, because this is a matter of great concern, and this is a matter for which you should be grieved, and you should mourn in a state of mourning when there is problem in the assembly. We cannot say it is their problem, it is his problem or their problem, because we are members of the same body and his problem is our problem. I will go to the second part of the verse, which says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. You know, this is about humbling oneself. There may be difference of opinion, different degrees, how a person can humble himself. But we are all of you will agree with me on this question, the mighty hand of God. God is strong. He is omnipotent. He is almighty. He is the most high God. He is above everybody else. In the Old Testament and in the New Testament, we hear this question, is anything too hard for the Lord? Which means that with God all things are possible. When we humble ourselves, surrender ourselves under the mighty hand of God, God can do wonders with us. In the Old Testament and in the New Testament, we can see the hand of God in action to those who are willing to submit themselves under the mighty hand of God. Now, I will come to this third question. He may exalt you, that is a question. We read in Psalm 40 today how we were in the miry clay and the horrible pit. How the Lord lifted us up from there and made us to stand on a rock, solid rock. As the hymn writer says, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Yeah, when we say the Lord has exalted us, it means the Lord has lifted us up. And that has happened in the life of everyone who has believed. All those who are saved, the Lord has lifted us from the depths of sin. But we should not be satisfied with the fact that we have been saved. In 1 Corinthians itself, we read this verse, chapter 2, verse 1, I think. It says, you drink the pure milk, the word of God, so that you may grow thereby. We have a target to grow in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be exalted. We need to get a promotion. We need to get an improvement, a growth in our spiritual life. This is one thought I want to share with you for the next 10 minutes. So according to this verse, if we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, the Lord will exalt us in due season. I was reading this question again and again. Will we come to know when we are exalted? I don't know if you understood my question. Unless we have a target, unless we have a desire to grow and to be exalted, it is very hard even for God to exalt us. Because we should have a desire to progress. You know how year after year we are advancing in years, where the small children, year after year we can see the growth in them. If the small children are walking around here, if somebody comes after 10 years, they will not be able to recognize them. All of us who are old enough, about 20 years and all, people will be able to, we won't have that much of change in us. You know, in our areas of our life, we work for progress. People who work in the office, they always look for promotions. Even in our family life, with our children, we grow, we progress. Our assembly is, more the last 22 years, I have seen many people, many brothers and sisters in the assembly and families progressing. Majority of us have progressed. Some have not shown that progress in their life due to whatever reasons. And today, I don't want you to look at what happened to them or anything. Each one of us individually, how much of progress have I achieved in the presence of God? What is the definition of the progress? What is the real progress I am looking for in my life? In the Bible, we read about many instances of many people who were exalted. Some dramatic way how the Lord lifted people up. Joseph was in the prison, and from there he was elevated to the position of the Prime Minister of Egypt. What a great transformation. David was a shepherd boy, and how the Lord lifted him up, and he became the king of Israel. Not only an ordinary king, a well admired king, even over the centuries, he has become a great king in Israel. I have so many instances. I went through the Bible, around 5 or 6 cases I wrote down, but I don't have the time to go through those things. I just want to ask you, each one of you, what is the kind of progress, measurable progress, that we can expect in our life? Psalm 1 and verse 4. I think verse 3. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruits in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. This is really a picture of great success. Somebody who is green and fresh and bringing forth fruit, and whatever this man does, it shall prosper. In the book of Joshua, when Joshua was made the chief of the army, it was mentioned to him, you go by the word of the Lord, the law of the Lord, then you will have success in your life. Psalm 37:34 I referred in the beginning. I want to read that verse again. 37 and verse 34. Wait on the Lord, keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. Exaltation comes neither from the south, east or west, but it comes from the Lord. We need promotion, progress in our spiritual life. Not only in spiritual life, in all areas of our life. Something which we will be able to measure, we will be able to show for the glory of God. Little better, little closer to God than yesterday. I have written here a list of around 5 areas where we can be exalted, we can get progress. I will read this to you. You may agree with me, or you can add more items to it, or you can take something out of it. This list is not exhaustive, it is not a complete list. But I want you to think where we can have progress in our spiritual life. Am I satisfied with what I have? You know, Job was a very rich man before he was tempted. Even before he was tempted. But after he lost everything, we find the Lord blessed him with a double portion of all that he had. Yeah, there is no occasion where the Lord cannot give more. The Lord can really bless us more than what we have right now. The Lord can change our state from poverty to sufficiency. When we have a poverty, we want others to give us something. We always expect. When we have sufficiency, we may not be rich, but we feel we have enough, we can even start giving to others. For giving to others, it is not necessary that, you know, our barns are overflowing, so we are giving to others. The lesson is like how the poor widow is able to make a bread for the prophet first. First make a bread for me, then you will have sufficiency. Giving is a very important thing. When we start giving, it's a clear indication of sufficiency that we have. And as we read in the New Testament, in the book of Corinthians, the Lord will be able to bless our resources and we will have all sufficiency in all things. Another area is from foolishness to wisdom. All of us are not equally wise. The Lord, Word of God says, if you lack wisdom, ask God who gives without rebuking, and he will give you wisdom. Even the small decisions in our life will have a big impact in our happiness, in our usefulness. So all the decisions has to be wise. That can really exalt our life. From a fruitless condition, barrenness, to fruitfulness. Lord Jesus said in John chapter 15, you have been called, chosen and called, so that you will bring forth fruit. Any farmer will know, when we look for fruits, there can be three states. It can be either no fruit, some fruit, or much fruit. When you give much fruit, the name of the Lord is glorified. May the Lord lift us up, exalt us to a position of fruitfulness, where we bear much fruit for the glory of God. Now, all the promotions that we get in this world is only for a lifetime. We have to leave all this and go. But the spiritual progress is the something that we can take with us. We need to become from carnal-minded to more spiritual-minded. We are spiritually minded, as we read in the Bible, then that will be really a great exaltation, in our, a real elevation in our life. I was trying to look at this verse in various languages. I'm going to read it in the mother tongue. അതുകൊണ്ട് അവൻ തക്ക സമയത്ത് നിങ്ങളെ ഉയർത്തുവാൻ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ ബലമുള്ള കൈക്കീഴ് താണിരിപ്പീൻ. ദിസ് ഇസ് മലയാളം, സെയിം വേഴ്സ്. മനൂൺ ദേവാച്യ പരാക്രമി ഹാത്താകാലി ലീനുഹ ഹ്യാസാട്ടി തി ത്യാനേ യോഗ്യ വേളി തുമാസ് ഊവുഞ്ച് കരാവി. I am learning another language. I'll read it in that also. ആകയാൽ എന്ന കാലത്തിലെ ദേവൻ ഉങ്ങളെ ഉയർത്തുംപടിക്ക് അവനുടെ ബലവന്ത കൈകൾക്ക് അടങ്ങിയിരുന്നു കൊൾ. So in all these languages, the idea is the same. We need to humble ourselves in the presence of the Lord. As I said in the beginning, if we look into ourselves, there is a lot of reason for us to be humble in ourselves. And also, there's a lot of areas where we can be exalted by the Lord. The mighty hand of God, let it work in our life. So that the Lord will lift us up and we will be able to see and show the real progress in our spiritual life in the days to come. May the Lord bless us with His words.